Leading the news this morning, emergency services are on high alert with soaring temperatures forecast for much of the country. The heat wave is expected to be unusually large in scale, both in the land area and the number of days expected to push above 40 degrees. Dozens of Syrians have been killed in an airstrike on a petrol station in the capital Damascus. Opposition activists have posted footage online showing the aftermath of the huge explosion. The UN Human Rights Commission now says more than 60,000 people have died since the start of the Syrian conflict. US President Barack Obama has resumed his holiday in Hawaii after that last-minute deal to stave off the so-called fiscal cliff crisis. There's been a positive response on global stock markets. European and US shares were up around 2%. The six men accused of the gang rape and murder of a 23-year-old student in India will face court today. There's been yet another large protest in Delhi. Thousands took to the streets to demand stronger action on women's rights. A second man has been charged over a brawl on Victoria's Mornington Peninsula that left a 22-year-old man dead and another injured. Police say David Kassai died in hospital from severe head injuries inflicted during an attack at Rye on Monday. An 18-year-old man is expected to face court today.